What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 203rd episode of the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SBJ, and with me today is no one. No one's here today with me. I'm actually recording this at a really weird time, Monday afternoon. I snuck out of work a little early, and my plans to record something this weekend has failed, kind of. So Irene and I started watching a Pokemon movie. I'm not going to tell you which one yet. We started watching a Pokemon movie and we didn't finish it, so we didn't have a chance to record, but we were going to do like a little like Valentine's Day movie episode thing with the two of us, and we didn't finish. So hopefully that will come later this week. Like I said, we just have to finish the movie and then record, and we'll get that to you guys. So this is just a mini episode to hold you guys over, give you guys something to listen to, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes. But with that being said, there wasn't really any news besides the new Pokemon we saw a week ago got a new name, and the Pokemon Company International actually officially revealed it here. So insert news music. The new mythical Pokemon is called, I'm going to say the name wrong, probably a bunch of times, so I'm playing with the ideal of maybe it being Majarna or Magearna, Majarnia, Magearna, Majarna, Macaroni. I'm not sure what the exact pronunciation of the name is. I was actually trying to look it up to put some effort into it, but the first part is Mage, and the second part is Arna. That's where it comes a little tricky because of the E and the A, and I'm not very good with English. But this Pokemon will appear in the 19th Pokemon movie, which is scheduled to air in the United States this year. It is known as the artificial Pokemon. It is 3 feet and 3 inches tall. That's 1 meter. And it weighs 177 American pounds. In the 19th movie, Ash meets the mythical Pokemon Volcanion after it crashes down from the sky, as where most Pokemon come from, I would suppose, the sky. However, the two are bound together by a mysterious force. Volcanion despises humans and tries to get away, but is forced to drag Ash along as it continues its rescue mission. They arrive in a city of cogs and gear where a corrupt minister has stolen the ultimate invention, artificial Pokemon Majarna. I'm saying that wrong, I know I am. Created 500 years ago. Oh, that was the end of the sentence. He plans to use its mysterious power to take control of the mechanical kingdom. Ash and Volcanion are forced to work together to rescue Majarna. Majarna was revealed in Korokora, which was debuted last week. That is pretty much all we have on it. And then we have an official asset of it, of the new Pokemon as well. So not much has been revealed. It looks like a fairy Pokemon. It also kind of looks like a steel Pokemon. I've seen some people say that it looks psychic as well. I would not rule out the possibility of it being a new type. While I could be wrong, and I've been wrong before, it could be a new type, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I actually did a Twitter poll about 5 or 6 days ago of recording, asking if you guys would want a new type, and 52% of you said yes, 48% of you said no. And I'm actually not sure why the no's come in. I don't know if it's because, oh, it would make the game too complicated. The game is already complicated, and you guys all used that excuse when Fairy Type came out, and Fairy Type didn't make game any more complicated. It's just as complicated as it's ever been, so I don't think that's a valid reason. And new types are cool, just like new Pokemon are cool. And if they waited, you know, 14 years between, I think it was 14 years between Dark and Steel, came out the same time in Johto, to Fairy, like, obviously, they're not afraid to do that again in a shorter amount of time or have more types in the future, I think Fairy is a good reality check of, okay, they're willing to add new types. Like, yeah, they waited a long time, but I would imagine seeing more new types coming faster than waiting almost another 14 years, if Pokemon is around in 14 years. But if you're hesitant about new types, I would advise you, as a fellow Pokemon lover, I would assume that you love Pokemon, hence why you're listening to this podcast. I would advise you to be more open-minded, because I think that new types are not a bad thing. And if you're super competitive, I don't think it's that big of a deal to learn one more type, especially since it would actually maybe mix up the meta a bit more, because if you were following along with our podcast in earlier episodes and we rambled off the Pokemon that were in the meta, it was like the same like 8 between all teams, and that's not very exciting, I think. Other than that, that wraps up news. I guess I could talk about the 30-second cut on the Super Bowl commercial. I thought it was really well done. I'm glad that they didn't focus completely on the ending. They did cut a lot of the football stuff out, but I'm glad they included the girl playing chess, because I think it's important. I didn't want the message to seem like, oh, Pokemon's only for boys, which I feel like early advertisements did do. And the father and son thing worked very well at the end, like it did. Obviously, we all knew that was staying. But my worry was, oh, it's just going to be the father and son. It's just going to be the battle up to that. They're going to cut the chess part, which was the girl playing chess. And little girls watching couldn't relate to that. But I'm glad they kept that, because not only was that chess part cool and you see the Nidoking chess piece, but the chess part is designed to show you that Pokemon is a strategy game. And then the football part show that, like football, you could have a lot of people get around and be excited over a game that you don't have to play at a professional level. I do want to take this time and mention real quick before I forget that you can email us any questions that you have, Pokemon or non-Pokemon related, to sbj@pkmncast.com. That's my personal Pokemon podcast email address. I read every email there. Sometimes I don't respond because maybe I'm saving your questions or your comments for the show, but I do read everything. If you can't remember sbj@pkmncast.com, you can just go to pokemonpodcast.com and hit that contact button, and you'll be able to do so as well. Big news for the podcast. Well, not the big news, but exciting news. As of this morning, the new artwork that was submitted has finally been accepted by iTunes. That's the artwork for that SoundCloud people can get. And maybe you already get it on your iOS device if you use the podcast app or whatever. But that new artwork should be everywhere, whether you use Stitcher or an Android device or iOS or anything. That's really exciting. I really like the evolution of our podcast. And if you haven't done so already, leave us a review in iTunes. We're over 500, and we were in the What's Hot section last night, and as of this morning, we were the 38th most downloaded video game podcast, which is exciting because we didn't put out an episode in like 6 days, so for some reason, we got an increase in downloads, which is always awesome, and I appreciate everyone listening. So let's talk about a Pokemon of the week. This week's Pokemon of the week is Sunkern. Yeah, and threw you off right there. Sunkern is the seed Pokemon, 191 in the Pokedex. It is a grass-type Pokemon with, I believe, the lowest base stats of all Pokemon. Yep, Sunkern has the lowest base stat total of all Pokemon with a total of 180 points. Sunkern has the lowest HP of all grass-type Pokemon, and has the lowest defense of all grass-type Pokemon, tied with Lotad. Sunkern shares its category with Bulbasaur and its evolution. They are all known as the seed Pokemon. And Sunkern doesn't get much better when it evolves into Sunflora, but I will tell you that Sunflora is a pretty decent Pokemon pick in Pokemon Stadium 2. If you care to use the rental Pokemon in Pokemon Stadium 2. Base stat totals, if you didn't know, are 30 across the board, which equals 180, 30 HP, attack, defense, special attack, speed, special defense. And yeah, let me pull up a moveset. Let me get you the competitive Sunkern that you've all been dying for. All right, since Sunkern can be a mixed attacker of 30 special attack and 30 physical attack, I would recommend running Giga Drain to get your health back, your very little health back. I would recommend Protect. I would then recommend Attract, because no one would see that coming, because who would think that you could be attracted to a Sunkern? And then finally, I would run Seed Bomb, because Giga Drain is your special attack, and Seed Bomb will be your physical attack. Just in case you only get one attack, you might as well make it as effective as possible, based off of whether the Pokemon you're facing has low special defense or low physical defense. And then finally, in order to make Sunkern even remotely compatible in battle, I would recommend putting a Quick Claw on it, because you will have an 18% chance of going first, and that 18% chance is really the only thing that could possibly save it in any type of Pokemon battle. So without it, you would really have a 0% chance of winning. So Quick Claw would be my item of choice. And if you want to pick an ability, it has a hidden ability, which is kind of cool, and I don't think we've ever talked about it on the show. It is called Early Bird. Early Bird causes quick awakening from sleep. In the term the Pokemon puts to sleep, the number of turns will remain asleep is preset. If it's 6 turns, it will be halved to 3. 3 will be rounded to 1. And if only one term is present, it will be rounded to 0, causing the Pokemon to wake up instantly at the end of the same turn. So it's kind of a cool move and ability, and like I said, we haven't really talked about it on the show because not that many Pokemon know it. The Dodrio family knows it, Kangaskhan, Ladybug family, the Zatu family, Sunkern and Surflora, the Houndoom family, and the Shiftry family, they all know it as well. So that's really, well, you got 15 Pokemon out of the 700 plus can learn that hidden ability of Early Bird. And there you go, short mini episode for you guys. Like I said, I'm trying to get you that other movie episode sometime this week, hopefully, and that's not going to interfere with our normal Monday episodes. This is obviously the exception being a little short, but hey, something's better than nothing. And I would have got Will on, but he was sleeping, and he just texted me that he woke up. And too late now, Will. Drop the ball. Here, listen to my other podcast. It's Tuesday Night Podcast. It is a podcast about board gaming. Otherwise, you can follow me on Twitter at Dragging a Lake. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Much appreciated. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are super effective.